This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live at Texas Star Grill Shop. Back at Texas Star Grill Shop. I feel like this is sort of a staple for us in the summertime to make these trips right around Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend. Of course, you guys have heard us talking about Texas Star Grill Shop, and it is the new and expanded Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 and Shepherd. If you make 59 part of your commute at all during the day, I can tell you in the next 4 hours, it's going to be abysmal going into the city for sure, because there's a basketball game down there tonight. And it's, you know, it's kind of rough both ways at rush hour. So get off at Shepherd, come by, and see us here at Texas Star Grill Shop. My name's Sean Pendergast. To my left is three-time Super Bowl champ Ted Johnson. What's up, Ted?
Hey, man, how's it going? Yeah, you're right. It's good to be back here. It's Texas Star Grill. This is a beautiful facility. They got so many beautiful grills here. They're cooking food for us, too, Sean. They're grilling food for us, which is great.
I saw smoke when I got out of my car, so I knew it was going to be a good day.
So it is a good day. You're absolutely right for that reason. But you also mentioned what another reason that it's a great day is because it's Game 5 here. And I'm so geeked and I'm so giddy about this game tonight, I can't even tell you, based on what I saw in Game 4. And you just go, okay, all right, how do you look at this game? The series is at 2-2, but what are the advantages to the Rockets right now? One, obviously, Game 5 is at home. They don't have to play Game 5 on the road. They're playing Game 5 at home. That helps. And then there's a psychological, I think, benefit to what they were able to do to Golden State and on Tuesday, considering no other team had done it in a postseason for the last 2 years there.
Statistically, it's a must-win just from a standpoint of in series that are 2-2, historically, the team that wins Game 5 goes on to win the series like 83-85% of the time, something like somewhere in the 80s. So just mathematically, it's really important that you win this game. I do think that calling this a must-win, like from a literal standpoint, like, boy, if they lose this game, the series is over, I think is overstating it a little bit from the standpoint of both teams have now proven, and I don't think it's a must-win for either team, to be honest with you, because I think both teams have proven they can win on the other team's home floor. The Rockets have proven in Game 4, not only can they win in Oakland, but they can win a street fight. They can win an Oakland street fight. It sounds like a WWE stipulation match. I challenge you to an Oakland street fight. But they've both proven, both teams have proven they can win on the other's floor and they can win games in this series multiple ways, especially the Rockets, who have won games that have been a little more high scoring, and they also won that slugfest in Game 4.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And
I'm not going to panic if they lose tonight.
There's, you know, like a lot of people would say, one of my favorite expressions, and it's, I think people use this little expression to use it when it fits their argument, but so it fits my argument. You know what? The best predictor of the future is the past, and then past the Rockets being able to beat the Golden State Warriors on their home court. So I'm with you. I felt, you know, I mean, as silly as it is when you really think about it, as silly as saying Game 1 is a must win. Like I was saying, well, Ted, obviously it's not, buddy. But it just from a psychological standpoint, I was saying it was more of a must win Game 1. Than it is in Game 5, and, you know, obviously that doesn't make sense. The games are more and more important now than they are, you know, at the beginning of the series.
You know what we've learned about this Rockets team through these first four games, Ted, that maybe we didn't know about this team before? Like, I feel like there's a lot of things that we've seen these first four games. We're like, okay, we've seen that, and we've seen that, and we've seen this, and we've seen that over an 82-game schedule. I think the one thing we've learned about this team over the first four games that we didn't know or we weren't sure about, and I think a lot of people would say that they thought the opposite of what I'm about to say, is that this team's very resilient, but it maybe even more than that, they're really good at just forgetting what happened 2 days before. You know what I mean? They're really good at compartmentalizing. You don't lose a game by 41 and then go win a game where nobody's been able to win a game for 2 years in the postseason without being able to say, hey, man, it's cool. That, you know what? That was one game. It was one game. And now we're going to go out and try to win this next game. From that standpoint, this team has a characteristic to them that I didn't think they had.
Yeah, and I didn't believe them when they kept saying, hey, it's one game. You know, it's like, look, they had good adjustments for what we were doing, or we just had an off night. All the reasons and rationales and excuses, maybe, if you want to look at it that way, they were giving for, you know, some of these bad beats, the two bad beats that they've got in this series, I wasn't believing them. Until now. Now I'm like, okay, all right, you guys actually are proving to kind of validate what you guys have been saying about we don't panic, we don't worry about the, you know, what, as bad as it looked, we put that game behind us and move on. And they really, really do, and they proved that in game five to me, man.
Yeah, they did. And
excuse me, game four.
Yep. And I almost took the day off today. I almost, you know, we had a meeting at noon. I almost didn't show up at that meeting. I almost didn't show up for the show today. You want to know why?
Tell me that. This would have been very out of character for you, but so I'm guessing you had a really good reason.
Because Vernon Maxwell tweeted 4 hours ago that everyone in Houston, I need you to take the day off and rest up so you can be loud AF tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hashtag run is one.
Hey. If Vernon's throwing that out.
Dude, if Max tells you to do something, you do it.
Yeah. I can get where you were coming from with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I even tweeted it. I sent Ryan that tweet, our boss, and I said, I may not be there today, just so you know.
Was he on board with that?
He never replied back.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't
so I think that's
back.
A clear message. That
then I should have taken the day off. Yeah, that's what you were
no,
going to say.
The opposite.
Oh, okay.
The absolute opposite.
I gotcha.
What would I have done, buddy? So I'm glad you showed up for work today,
Yeah.
But we get his point, right? I mean, we get his point, man.
The point is you need to be in your seats. You need to be ready to go, maybe even a little liquored up. You know what? It's game five. Screw it. I'm going to recommend that. Get drunk tonight, Houston. Be in there. Be loud. Be yelling. And I do think this. I know it's a late arriving crowd. But it is a crowd that, once they're all in their seats, that is a crowd that can be loud and get into it. And, man, the Rockets, Ted, are in such a great position. And I'll even factor in last night. The fact of the matter is this. The Rockets are a one-point favorite tonight. If there's a game seven.
Just like in game one.
And they were a two-point favorite in game two because there was a sense of desperation.
Sure.
They're a favorite tonight in this game five. If there is a game seven, the Rockets will be favored again. I'm confident in that because one of two things will have happened. Either they'll have won game five and then lost game six, as they are expected to do, or they'll have lost tonight but gone into Oakland and won a game six where everybody will be going, man, this Rockets team is a tough bunch, and now they get game seven at home. So they're going to be favored in games. If there's a game seven, they're going to be favored. So I think I'm going to just state that as a soon-to-be fact when I say this. The fact of the matter is, the Rockets are two games in which they are going to be favored away from going to the NBA Finals. Like, if the odds makers are right, if the Rockets take care of their business, they're going to be going to the NBA Finals and possibly going to the NBA Finals to play a team that doesn't have LeBron James.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, I mean, you know, look, but we know it, even if – let's just let ourselves think that for a second, that they do beat Golden State and they meet maybe the Boston Celtics, which it's – you know, I don't know. It's looking like that, but who knows? They go back to Cleveland. Cleveland can win and even up the series, whatever. But you're right. I mean, that will be a tough out, though. I mean, but let's face it. The Rockets are a far superior team. Even though the Celtics played very tough in the regular season, they are a far superior team. So when you put it in that perspective, and I think that's a good thing to do, Sean, is the Vernon Maxwell tweet – kind of sets a tone or gives you kind of a perspective on how big this game is. This is a ginormous game tonight.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, if you haven't figured that out or you haven't maybe been told or maybe you need to be told from us today how big this game is as far as where it, you know, ranks in its big games in the pantheon of this franchise's history, it's the biggest game in like 20 years around here. So you have to keep that in mind, man. And be ready to go, like Vernon Maxwell said. Get yourself in front of that TV. If you got a ticket, get out there on time, man. Get that place juiced because you see how important home court advantage is benefiting these teams in the playoffs.
And I'm not saying the Rockets are the favorite to win this series. They're not. If you go try to place a bet on this series right now, the Warriors are still favored.
Right.
Why? Well, because these two games at Toyota Center are basically coin flips, whereas they're going to be heavy favorites to win Game 6 in Golden State again. Rightfully so, maybe. I don't know. But that's just the fact of the odds of the whole thing is that the Rockets have two coin flip games in which they're slight favorites at home. The Warriors have a game in which they're a heavy favorite on their home court. So the odds makers say odds are the Warriors are going to win one of those two games in Toyota Center. So we'll see about all that. But my point in saying all this is that 2 years ago, this team was a bit of a reclamation project compared to what the expectations were post the Dwight Howard era, post that horrible 41-41 season. Like, there are a lot of teams that would kill to be 41-41 right now, but the Rockets are a team that feels like they should be in this type of conversation every single year, especially when you have James Harden on your team. And kudos to Daryl Morey. I know the job is not done yet. It's only 2-2 in Game 5 at home tonight. But this team has been put in a position to accomplish the goals that they set out to do and remake this whole thing in a two-year span. Like, Trevor Ariza and James Harden are the only two guys that are really that matter, right, still around from that 41-41 season 2 years ago. It's been an incredible, incredible reboot.
And this is Clint Capella's third year.
And Capella also,
but,
yeah.
But
he,
I
was
mean,
a, he was a G Leaguer that year.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, you see, he's developed into now, like, I mean, there's a lot of foresight. I mean, these guys, they know how to evaluate talent. They do. And then they know how to kind of see how that talent is going to be able to be a piece that needs to be fit in here and there if they're going to beat who? The Golden State Warriors. And so, you know, you were one of the guys that when they brought in Luke Bob, Mutang, PJ Tucker, oh, this is going to really help our perimeter defense, even Rich. And, man, I mean, they obviously knew that, and it's turned out to be true. And Chris Paul's, not only what he brings to you on the court, but his leadership and his intangibles,
yeah,
to me, you have to value, or you have to kind of see that as well. Like, what is the impact of his on-court leadership, his off-court leadership, and just his grit and the way his makeup is? How is that going to impact this team in the way we need it to as well? And it has had a huge effect in the most positive way for this team.
Well, and just to flip the script, and something you had said after that 41-41 season, and maybe even after last season, after Game 6, you said it too. In fact, I know you did. Is that the problem here? We know we're married to James Harden. Like, Harden's not going anywhere. And you wouldn't trade James Harden. He's one of the top five players in the game. In fact, he was named first team All NBA today. So, congratulations to James Harden. That's three out of the last 4 years he's been named first team All NBA. Maybe even four out of the last 5 years. You had said that James Harden needs another star on this team, but not just any star. It's a star that he looks up to. And when you said that, I'm sitting here, I'm going, it's a great hypothesis. Like, it's a great take, but man, who are you going to go get? Like, who's available? Like, you know, we know who some of the names were, but like, hey, those are guys where James just looks at them, I'm a better player than you are. I'm more accomplished than you are. The guys who might have been available in that, as far as we knew, we had no idea that Chris Paul, that these conversations were taking place literally on the basketball court between James and Chris Paul. There was like tampering going on the basketball
yes,
court between James Harden and Chris Paul during some of these games. And Chris Paul is in that very small sample space of NBA star players who became available, who James Harden happened to look up to as well.
That's exactly
right.
And that
dynamic has made all the difference.
And just real quickly, it was that dynamic that when they brought in Dwight Howard years ago, you saw how that relationship was and how James Harden reacted to Dwight Howard on the team. That's what convinced me that they needed to bring somebody in, not only who was accomplished, because Dwight Howard was accomplished, but someone that he would look up to and that he would respect and admire, and that's Chris Paul.
Yep. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.